What's up, family? How did our day go? I'm sure it went well. Yeah. Although due to fear and anxiety of what could have happened today due to the protest and all, the June 12th protest and all, but family, let's cheer up. God got our back and He has done and we continue to do. Yeah, He has done it before and He continues to protect us. So let's cheer up and let not feel sad about what is happening right now in our country, Nigeria. So let's just help. I'll just urge us not to relent in prayers. Let the peace of Nigeria, let that quote be in our mind every time. Let that quote not leave our mouths till eternity. Trust me, there will be changes when we start to prophesy good things into Nigeria, into country, our country, Nigeria. I said something yesterday about the peace of Jerusalem. And this Nigeria is our own Jerusalem. And we are all accountable to each other. Let's stand in gap for everyone, whoever we are, whoever we may be. So we're going to pray for the peace of our country. Yeah, and let's not relent. The Bible says in John 14 verse 27, which says, I am leaving you with a gift, yeah, which is peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. God is talking here that the peace He gives is the gift that the world cannot even give us, which is peace. That only God can give us that peace. Yeah, only God can give us that peace, which is the gift of God. So don't be troubled or afraid. Yeah, we should not be troubled or afraid. Yeah, this is the day 12, and I sincerely appreciate everyone that has been following so far. And I love you big time. Yeah, I really love you. Yeah, always in my heart. And despite with quarrels and misunderstanding with Shubomi, yeah, he later said there'll be a giveaway. Trust me, there will surely be a giveaway. And he finally said the date. There'll be a giveaway on the 15th of June, which is the last day of this podcast. There'll be a giveaway. So you guys just continue to stay tuned. Trust me, there'll be a giveaway. Just stay tuned. And I thank God for keeping us alive to this time. Yeah, I appreciate everyone. And I was actually listening to a song. Yeah, like, let me say 4 days ago. And that song has been in my mind since then. Yeah, we might not be going to what the discussion we have today, though. But I just want to share this with you. Yeah, just to let our mind be at rest and all. And let us interact while a little, because of like everything that has been happening since morning. Though there are some places that it's peaceful, like in Badron. I don't think there's anything that happened in Badron. And there are some parts in Nigeria that it's peaceful. There's no any protest or anything like riots did not happen. So I was actually listening to a song which was sung, the song was by Lawrence Oyo and P. Daniels. Yeah. So you and Peter, they said, "Ebin pa mi o le yo, ungbengbeng mi o, efun mi lo mi ye." That song has been in my mind since then. Like God, like I can feel it when they were singing the song. I could feel like no, they are really ready to go more into the spirit. They are really ready to go deeper. And the Bible said, "The deep call it unto the deep." Yeah, I was just sitting down, I was not thinking that. So who am I? That we even just started this journey in the spirit and we are already relenting. Yeah, people are really feeling tired I'm tired, you can't serve God anymore. He said we can do all things through Him that strengthens us. That we should not relent, that He's going to uphold us with His righteous right hand. That's what He said. So when they were like, when Daniels and Oyo were, they were singing with like intention, they were singing with intention. I was like, no, like, who am I? That kilo wa shame to me that I'll never go deeper into the spirit. Like, so I was like, I need to share this with someone because I've been feeling whenever that song comes to my mind, I feel these goosebumps in me that I'm sure there's a particular place they would have been in the spirit, but still they continue to yearn for more for God. They continue to enlarge their capacity. They continue to enlarge their capacity to just God to feel them more. God to feel them more with His wisdom and with His spirit. Lord, I was really like, I don't know. I'm still feeling this goosebump right now. Like they are really want to go more into the realms of the spirit, into God's knowledge. They want to know more about His knowledge. They want to know more. That they were even mentioning all these prophets, all these pastors, all these reverend, like they were mentioning Selman, Apostle Selman, they were mentioning Adeboye, that they really want to, like, what
God has done for, what God has been doing for them, that they want God to also do that to them. Like if you see how they were singing, I'm sure some of them might have listened to the song, but if you see how they were singing with passion, that they really want to, like, I wish you could understand what I'm feeling right now, like, seriously. But that's what I want to share, like, seriously, that we continue on the piece of the word, which is salvation, that we were discussing on the 13th day. Yeah, and I pray with God to help us continue. Yeah, I just want to, like, we just, like, this verse in the Bible, is it this Isaiah 40, no, is Isaiah, Isaiah 42, I guess, that I said, because you yearn for God. And someone told me something, that with all the text, with all the scriptures, like with all the books Paul has wrote, and still, instead, he continues to yearn for God more. He wants to yearn for God more. He wants to see God more. He wants to see newer dimensions of God. Yeah, like that verse has been in my mind since then. And I want us to continue to press on with purpose, continue to press on with whatever we have. Like, we should use our all, showing our all to God, and it's going to help us. That's the peace I have today. That's the peace I have there. And I pray that God continues to help every one of us in the name of Jesus. Stay blessed and stay safe wherever we are, and continue to pray for Nigeria as it all. Sweet dreams for you all, and I love you so much. Thank you once again for giving this opportunity. Yeah, God bless you all.